Trayvon Martin in Sanford on FM 96.5, News Talk WDBO, and at WDBO.com.
And again, as we come out here live, it's not just adults out here. There are not just adults out here. There are people who have brought their children out here. One lady I spoke with earlier, a white woman who lives here in Sanford, she said to me, you know what? My daughter has a black father, and we have been monitoring this on the news. And one day earlier this week, she said her three-year-old daughter watched the coverage of all of this. And she said, you know what, Mommy? I want to go to this rally because I don't want my black father to be shot and killed like Trayvon Martin. So again, the mood out here, very calm. No problems out here, really, so far, even with such a massive crowd. People have been singing Old Negro Spirituals, We Shall Overcome. They've been chanting Justice for Trayvon. So even though people are angry and frustrated, they are very calm out here. They are here to send a message to the folks at Sanford City Hall, just a few blocks away, and a message to Sanford Police Chief Bill Lee, who, as we know, has temporarily stepped down.
All right, thank you, Darlene. The shooter, George Zimmerman, has remained silent and in hiding throughout all of this. And now we're told Sanford police reportedly know where he is, but no one has really spoken publicly on his behalf, except his father, who wrote a letter claiming George was actually Hispanic with many black family members and friends. And the racist media portrayal is not true. Late this afternoon, Seminole State College withdrew Zimmerman's enrollment. Zimmerman started at the school in 2003. He was currently working towards an associate degree in arts. Seminole State says it withdrew his enrollment out of safety concerns for its students and for Zimmerman. Now, Zimmerman shot and killed Trayvon Martin in a neighborhood about 6 miles away from tonight's march and rally, where Channel 9's Kathy Bellich continues our live team coverage. And Kathy, are Sanford police involved in keeping the crowd safe tonight, or is this a hands-off approach?
Well, no, Sanford police were in charge of keeping this crowd safe, but you just don't see visible signs of it. There are no uniformed Sanford police officers out here or uniformed officers from any department of law enforcement locally or otherwise out here. In fact, even the private security guards were told not to wear uniforms. We have not seen any problems here. It seems like the rally might be getting started slowly. We have not seen any issues out here, but we were also told that it's very likely that there are undercover officers throughout this crowd just to make sure everything stays safe for everybody, but obviously keeping a low public profile here, not wanting to make anyone feel uncomfortable about any kind of heavy-handed police presence here.
All right, thank you, Kathy. And in another bombshell today, Sanford Police Chief Bill Lee, quote, removed himself temporarily from his position. Channel 9 Jeff Deal has been working to find out exactly what that means, and he continues our live team coverage from Sanford City Hall. And Jeff, that's a lot different from quitting or being fired, so what does that mean?
Absolutely. It means he will be off the job, not operating in any capacity, at least until the state attorney's office completes its investigation, but most likely even longer than that. Today, the city announced it was holding a news conference here at City Hall, and that's where Sanford Police Chief Bill Lee stood up and read a short prepared statement saying he is stepping down temporarily. This comes just a day after the city commission gave the chief a vote of no confidence. Ever since this case has gained national exposure, the heat has been on the police department for not arresting George Zimmerman, who shot and killed the unarmed teen. The NAACP and people in the community have called for the chief to be fired. So far, that has not happened. The case has since been handed over to the state attorney's office and will go to the grand jury in a few weeks. But today, the chief said he stands behind his department and this investigation. He's stepping aside temporarily because he feels like he's a distraction.
It is apparent that my involvement in this matter is overshadowing the process. Therefore, I have come to the decision that I must temporarily remove myself from the position as police chief for the city of Sanford. I do this in the hopes of restoring some semblance of calm.
In the meantime, two captains will lead this department, at least until the city can find an interim police chief. The chief will continue to collect his annual salary. That's more than $100,000. Reporting live in Sanford, Seminole County, Jeff Deal, Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
Thank you. Let's take a live look right now. This is the rally going on right now. We're taking a look at one of the speakers. Again, the keynote speaker, if there were, is Reverend Al Sharpton. We're waiting for it to begin. Now, we did hear him earlier saying we did not come here for temporary leave of police chief. We want permanent change. He said he will address the large gathering shortly tonight, and we'll have that for you live, and we'll continue to dip into what is happening there at Fort Mellon Park, Marty.
You're hearing breaking news on WDBO, the rally for teenager Trayvon Martin in Sanford on FM 96.5, News Talk WDBO, Channel 9 Eyewitness News, and at WDBO.com.
We're going to go back to the rally just for a moment. This is Congresswoman Corinne Brown. Let's listen in.
So beautiful. Come up here. Give yourself a hand. I want to welcome you to the 3rd Congressional District of Florida. Sanford, Florida is in my district. And I want you to know that what is happened here is not acceptable. Here, nowhere in Florida, nowhere in the country, and nowhere in the world. This has to be a teachable moment for us, because it's no good ending. We know the ending, but we must change the outcome. Now, I only want one thing, and it's real simple. I want an arrest. I want an arrest. That's all I want. Because I don't feel the system has been fair. And we can't change the outcome, but we can make sure that the system is fair and that we are treated fairly. And let's get in the criminal justice system. Let's bring it on. But we must start with an arrest. Now, we have heard the tapes, and they speak for themselves. And we know it should have been handled differently. But we are working to change the outcome. And it starts with an arrest. Now, I really believe that whom God is given much, much is what? And let me tell you something. You are doing your part to make a difference. And I will do mine. We are having a hearing on Tuesday in Washington on hate crimes. Because clearly, this was a hate crime. And as I just told you, I want an arrest. I don't care who brings the arrest. It could be the United States Justice Department. It could be the state of Florida. It could be the governor. But I want an arrest. I want a trial. I want a fair trial. That's all I want. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? You want an arrest? You want a trial? You want a fair trial? It's very simple what we want. And we want it for the Martin family. We want to pray, but we want it for all of our children. Thank you so very much for being here. Thank you.
To Congresswoman Corinne Brown. This is at the rally for Trayvon Martin in Sanford. She said, I want one thing, and that is an arrest. She doesn't feel the system has been fair. Lights bragging on. She asked the crowd if that's what they want. They all said they want an arrest. We're following this rally live. We're going to stay with it, and we will be back in just a moment.
As people hiding behind...
You're looking at a live picture of the rally for Trayvon Martin. This is at Fort Mellon Park in downtown Sanford. Speakers are taking the podium at different moments. Let's listen in right now.
Senator Geraldine Thompson. You got from South Florida to North Florida standing before you right now. And we simply want you to know that your voice will be heard in Tallahassee. Yes. Yes. Your voice will be heard in Tallahassee. Now, I need you to do one thing. On Monday, we're going to be back in Tallahassee in a special session. We have asked the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House to convene a hearing on this law. And we need you to go back home, or if you've got your smartphones,
to go ahead and start contacting the President of the Senate and the Speaker of the House and let them know that we want the hearing convened. Can you do that for me? Can you do that for me?
Programming for a special report on breaking news from FM 96.5 News Talk WDBO. Depend on it.
I'm Dave Wall, live in the WDBO News Center. You're hearing the rally for teenager Trayvon Martin in Sanford, courtesy of Channel 9 Eyewitness News, WFTV on FM 96.5 News Talk WDBO and at WDBO.com. Our breaking news this hour, Governor Rick Scott has just announced a new state attorney and a task force in response to the incident. The governor just sent us an email. He says he and State Attorney General Pam Bondi have worked together to appoint Angela Corey of the 4th Judicial Circuit as the newly assigned state attorney in the investigation into the death of Trayvon Martin. The governor and attorney general reached out to State Attorney Norm Wolfinger in Seminole County today. And after the conversation, the governor's office says Wolfinger decided to step aside from the investigation and turn it over to another state attorney. The governor has also announced the formation of a task force, which will convene following the conclusion of the investigation by State Attorney Corey. The governor and General Bondi, they say, have full faith that the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the U.S. Justice Department, and State Attorney Corey that a full and complete investigation will be conducted. Now let's continue with the rally in Sanford from Fort Mellon Park on News Talk WDBO. The mayor of Sanford at the podium right now.
With a heavy heart. I said a couple of words almost exactly a week ago at the AME church that I had two sons. I have two very young sons, 11-year-old and 5-year-old. And the statement I made was, what if? How would I feel? What would I do? Puts a heavy heart on me. We've taken steps to pull in the Department of Justice. We've taken other steps with the FDLE.
We're truly working down the right steps, I feel, right now. The true point is right now is for justice, is to find the justice. And I made a promise to my city, and I've made a promise to a lot of the community leaders and a lot of the people in this town that I won't stop till we find that. Not just for now, but if anything's happened in the past. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Comments from Mayor Jeff Triplett moments ago. Eyewitness News has learned that State Attorney Norm Wolfinger is stepping aside from the investigation. Let's listen back in.
We have come here to be respectful of everyone. Because if this situation has not taught us anything, it is that we want the system to work the way that it is designed to work. I feel that so that we remember the foundation upon which we stand, we need to go back into some prayer. So we're now going to call upon the Reverend Paul White, Wright of the Calvary Baptist Church, to come and lead us in a word of prayer for our families.
Can we?
May I have your attention a minute?
I want the mayor to come back up. Because I want everybody to clearly understand. I met 5 hours with the mayor on Friday, and he released those tapes. No. He released those tapes. Now, I felt I needed to let you know. And I think we need to give respect. I called him Monday evening and said, I need you in Washington Tuesday morning. He got on a plane and flew 4 hours. Flew 4 hours to Washington, 4 hours back, and we met with the Justice Department. Now, we are working on this issue, and so I thought it was very important that you know that the mayor is working through this issue, and everybody don't want him to work through this issue now. So I want you to give him a hand. Let's give respect where it's due.
Congresswoman Corinne Brown at the podium at Lake Mellon Park in Sanford, the rally for teenager Trayvon Martin. You're hearing live team coverage on FM 96.5, News Talk, WDBO, WFTV, and Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
We're watching the rally live from Sanford, Fort Mellon Park. This is the rally for Trayvon Martin. We're hearing multiple speakers. You just heard Corinne Brown.
We're waiting for
the arrival of Al Sharpton.
We've been asked to offer prayer for Trayvon Martin's family, and we're thankful to God for the opportunity to continue to pray until this process comes to its conclusion. But there's a family that need all of our support and prayers right now, and we want to unite corporately here this evening and offer up a prayer for this family. Can we bow our heads together, please? Father God in heaven, who is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, we thank you, Lord God, for this evening and, Lord, the occasion and purpose in which we have assembled. We thank you for the life, health, and strength, Lord God, that you have provided to give us this opportunity. Lord God, to come and show, Lord God, a spirit of solidarity for the Martin family. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, for everything that has been said, Lord God, at this point, in this time, and in this place. But Father, there's a family that's still grieving, Lord God, a family whose heart has been shattered and broken. And now, Lord God, we look to you because we know that this job of mending their heart and giving them strength is bigger than what any of us can do, Lord God, collectively here this evening. But Lord, we know that you can give them a touch of strength. You can give them a touch of comfort and a touch of hope, Lord God. Right now, we come to you and ask you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for knowing who our source is, Lord, and that is in your name and in your word. And we thank you for everyone that names the name of Christ. And we thank you for everyone, Lord God, that have the faith to believe that you can bring this family through this situation. We know that you cannot fail, and we know there's nothing too hard for you. And you said if we ask anything in your name, Lord God, believing and not doubting in our hearts, you said that you will do it. And Lord, we thank you right now and believe that, Lord God, the process of healing has already begun for the Martin family. And Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you know how to bring it to pass unlike anyone else. And we know that you're the God of all comfort. And for that, we say thank you. We say thank you for giving us, Lord, your name that is above every name, that's greater than, Lord, our justice system, greater than any situation, Lord. We know that your name is. And for that, Lord God, again, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. And let everybody give God a thanks in this place right now in the name of Jesus.
This is a rally for Trayvon Martin in Sanford, and we are awaiting the arrival of Reverend Al Sharpton, which should be just a couple of moments away. We're listening to pastors and Congresswoman Corinne Brown. Various people are taking the podium. Let's listen in.
To come and offer prayer for our children. Let us pray. Most gracious, sovereign, heavenly Father, the God of comfort,
the God of yesterday, today, and forever, the God of grace and mercy. God, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, stretching out our arms over our youth of the entire world. We come on behalf of the innocent shed blood of Trayvon Martin. All of the innocent blood that has been spilled on this continent in the name of Jesus. We come praying for our youth today. We pray that you will rise up in them a spirit of justice. We pray that you will rise up in them a spirit of unity. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will rise up in spirit of them right now in the name of Jesus. That Trayvon Martin's death shall not be in vain. That you will raise up some more President Obamas, that you will raise up some more Corrine Browns, that you will raise up some more Thelma Williams, that you will raise up some more political leaders who will stand for justice and stand for righteousness and stand for love in the name of Jesus. Stand for our sin ancestors who toil and shed blood over this continent, that their labor is not in vain. So tonight, God, it is in your hand. We entrust these young people tonight. We entrust these young people all over the world, Father God, that they may represent you and walk in harmony, walk in love, walk in peace, walk in righteousness, walk in the everything, that freedom will ring from every mountain, freedom will ring from every valley, freedom will ring and justice will rain down. And God, tonight we just say thank you in unity. Thank you in unity for every youth that will be saved, for every youth that will get to know you, for every toil and every tear shed for Trayvon Martin. We give you glory and honor, praise. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord.
Green Live team coverage on News Talk, WDBO, and on Channel 9 Eyewitness News, FM 96.5 News Talk, WDBO. Let's return to the rally for Trayvon at Fort Mellon Park in Sanford.
Of the Central Florida Baptist Church, to come and to lift words of prayer for this community.
I'm reminded of what the Word of God says. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Let us pray that even in this great tragedy, that God can take that which is evil and bring it for good. Bow with me as we pray. Merciful, righteous, holy, gracious, just, loving, sovereign Lord of the universe, we come to you and you alone today because you are worthy. There is none like you. We praise you for your goodness to us who are unworthy. We thank you for Jesus Christ, whose death and resurrection provide for us the means and the confidence to stand before you tonight. We come to you not as those who deserve your mercy, but those who desperately need it. Father, as you know, a great tragedy has befallen our city that has shaken the entire world. We do not understand the entirety of the situation. We do not understand the motives of men, nor what the outcome will be. But we know you are in full control. We pray, Lord, today that you, who are the God of all comforts, provide comfort and peace that passes all understanding for the Martin family and for the great travesty and loss of their son, Trayvon. We pray that you would keep them under the shadow of your wings and provide for them wisdom and safety for the years to come. Father, if anyone can understand the pain of losing a son, surely, Father, you do. in which you showed your love for us by not sparing your only son Jesus for us. Father, we pray for those who are mourning. We pray for those who are hurting. We pray for our city. We've been instructed by your word to pray for those in authority that we may live peaceful and quiet lives. And we pray, Lord, for the Sanford Police Department and for the local and state and federal officials. We pray that you provide for them wisdom and integrity and honor as they carry out the business of serving and protecting. Father, we pray for those who would seek to use this horrific tragedy to profit gain and instill hate. We pray that instead of allowing Satan to bring division to our city, that you, the sovereign, omnipotent Lord of the universe, would take that which was meant for evil and bring about much good. Father, we know that we should never pray for you to be on our side, but we should always pray that we are found on your side. Father, we pray for forgiveness for our city. We have sinned and turned our backs on you. We have invited sin and vice and injustice into our homes, our lives, and our streets. And we pray that you would forgive us and that you would bring healing to our lands. Father, we know that real and lasting peace will not come until you return and reconcile all things. And we look for that day. But we are told to pray for peace within our walls. So, Father, we pray that you bring peace and righteousness. May it ring from my house to your house, to the state house, to the White House, to every house in America and across the world, so that your name would be made glorious, so that your son would be highly exalted. And may the gospel go out across this land. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
During breaking news, the rally for teenager Trayvon Martin in Sanford on FM 96.5 News Talk, WDBO, WFTV Channel 9 Eyewitness News, and at WDBO.com.
To present to you these persons who are fighters for justice, not only in this community and in this state, but around the world. I present to you, and I'm out of your way, Attorney Crump.
I come here a little tired, fighting for justice, a little tired from being in Reverend Al's backyard yesterday, being with Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, getting the word out that they will not go quietly into the night, that they won't give up, that they won't sleep peacefully until the man who killed their son is arrested.
Benjamin Crump speaking now. He is the attorney for the parents.
Now, we have so many people who made this possible. All of you all, look at yourselves. Yeah, you don't know what you're doing tonight. You just don't know what this means. It is a movement. It is a movement. It is the Trayvon Martin movement for justice, and it won't stop until justice is done. Now, I gotta tell you, we got a great team assembled in fighting this fight. My partner, Attorney Daryl Parks, Attorney Natalie Jackson, Ryan Julison, Attorney Jasmine Rand, so many people contributed. The FAMU law students, and so many people. The NAACP, the Sanford chapter, so many people. And certainly, I'm gonna get to some real important people who answered the bell first. They weren't Johnny Come Lately. They were there. But I have to pause and tell you what Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin and I experienced in Reverend Al's backyard. New York, I have to tell you, the Trayvon Martin Movement for Justice was alive and on fire in New York City. Y'all saw it on CNN. Y'all saw that rally, the Million Hoodie March. And they came out and let everybody in the world know that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And you cannot kill a teenager in Sanford who is unarmed with a bag of Skittles and think that people in Los Angeles won't start their own hoodie march in Watts, in Compton. And Reverend Al, you know, I was amazed. Michael Basden, I don't know if your radio station get to London, England, but you know they had a hoodie march in London, England. It matters. It matters. Justice matters. On the floor of the U.S. Congress, Reverend, President Jealous, on the floor of the U.S. Congress, you have people like Congresswoman Corrine Brown, Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, Congresswoman Shirley Lee from Texas, Congresswoman Maxine Waters from Los Angeles, Congressman Elijah Cummings, brothers all over, Kanye's from Detroit, Reverend Al. They all stood up and said, we won't sit down until we get justice for Trayvon Martin. And I would be remiss if I didn't say something about our great state representatives here in the state of Florida. I see a lot of them here today, but our black legislators in the state of Florida, y'all give them a round of applause for not getting shy on us, for not hiding. We need everybody to stand up and be counted. As I told Attorney Jackson when this was going down, I said, we got to pick sides. We got to pick sides. Are you going to stand for justice and Trayvon Martin? Or are you going to stand for cover up with George Zimmerman? We got to pick sides. The world got to pick sides. Now, as we get ready, to hear from a truly special individual, I mean a truly special individual in the fight for justice, I want to tell you about a new development, a recent development in the Trayvon Martin movement for justice. Because of you all, and Michael, I don't know how many thousands your radio station got coming here from all over the country, but because of you all, because of Michael Basden, because of Tom Joyner and Roland Martin, and my God, because of the National Action Network under the leadership of Reverend Al Sharpton. Because of you all, the fourth largest state in the United States of America, the state of Florida, our governor, Rick Scott, just met with Attorney Parks, Attorney Jackson, and Trayvon's parents, Ms. Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, and said that the prosecutor, Norm Wolfginger, has voluntarily removed himself from the case. It's because of you all that the leader of our state of Florida said he had to do something to make sure we right this ship. Because all over the world, in Japan, people were putting on hoodies. In South South America, people putting on hoodies. In Canada, people putting on hoodies. Micah, do your station go to Canada? I mean, it was amazing. I know MSNBC get everywhere, but I didn't know Reverend Al show went to Paris where they had hoodie marches in Paris. Brothers and sisters, it's because of you, a new special prosecutor has been appointed. Angela Corey from Jacksonville, Florida. And she has a reputation for going hard. And we want her to go hard on George Zimmerman.
During breaking news, live team coverage, rally for teenager Trayvon Martin in Sanford on FM 96.5 News Talk WDBO.
Now, it sounds real good what Governor Scott told us. But, y'all, my grandmother taught me a long time ago that your actions speak so loud that I need not hear your words. So, we got to still hold everybody accountable until there's an arrest for George Zimmerman. So, Michael Bazin, you keep talking on your radio show until there's an arrest. Reverend Al, every night on MSNBC, you keep talking until there's an arrest. NAACP, Ben Jealous, y'all keep marching until there's an arrest, because we will not rest until Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin can sleep good at night, knowing that the murderer of their son is in jail. So, as I get ready to bring up a special, special individual in the fight for justice, I want to tell you, and she was sick last night. When we did all those interviews with Mac Lowry for the Today Show, and we did Anderson Cooper and Dateline and Robin Roberts with ABC, we then came to Reverend Al's show, and we did Politics Nation. Sabrina Fulton was good and tired. And y'all, her family is here from Miami. Y'all give them a round of applause. Her and Tracy. Yeah. Now, Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, they were tired. And she was fighting a cold. She was taking medication. But when she came out there and saw all those people, all those brothers and sisters, women and men, black and white with those hoodies, it's like something got in her soul. I mean, she found an inner strength. She found an inner voice. And what Sabrina said, and y'all saw it on CNN, it was the most profound thing. You can't coach this. No lawyer can't tell nobody this. It came from her heart. She told the people of New York and the world that was watching, Sabrina Fulton said that Trayvon Martin is not just my child, he's everybody's child. And if it can happen to my child, it can happen to your child. And it's not about black and white, it's about right and wrong. She was shaking and trembling as she delivered those words. It's not about black and white. It's about right and wrong. He's not just my child. He's your child. And if it can happen to her child, it can happen to your child, unless we do something about it today. The Trayvon Martin Movement for Justice. Today. And now, as Sabrina and Tracy and all these wonderful folks stand here, let me bring up a man who had to deal with his own personal tragedy tonight. And he found that sad information out. And I'm going to let him explain to you why he still came. But I got to give him his props. I got to give him his props. Y'all, this man was dealing with his own personal tragedy, but his conviction said he had to be here for Trayvon Martin, Michael Baisden. And it would have been easy, and everybody would have understood if he said, I couldn't be here today, and he's gonna tell you why. But I'm reminded when we had the Marley Anderson case and the boot camp case that his plane got stuck in Atlanta because of weather. And the students was rallying in Tallahassee, Florida for the boot camp case and Marley Anderson. Talking about the kind of conviction of this gentleman. He and his assistant at 1:30 in the morning drove through the night so they can be there with the people to stand up for justice. This is the conviction of this man. When this first happened, and people didn't answer our calls. When Sabrina was crying, and it was a lonely cry. And when Tracy was frustrated, and it was a lonely frustration. We called up to New York City, and we called for a man who had a track record that he won't shy away, he ain't afraid of the controversy, and he's gonna take a stand. And that man is here with us today in light of his personal tragedy. So without further ado, y'all please give a Florida welcome to Reverend Al Sharpton.
In breaking news on FM 96.5, News Talk, WDBO, the rally.
No justice! No peace! 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 All right! Yeah. 26 days ago, this young man, Trayvon Martin, did nothing criminal, did nothing unethical. He went to the store for his brother. He came back and lost his life. Trayvon could have been any one of our sons. Trayvon could have been any one of us. Trayvon represents a reckless disregard for our lives that we've seen too long. And we come to tell you tonight, enough is enough. We are tired of going to jail for nothing and others going home for something.
That's right, man.
Should have been arrested that night. Zimmerman had probable cause that night. You cannot defend yourself against a pack of Skittles and iced tea. Don't talk to us like we stupid. Don't talk to us like we ignorant. We love our children like you love yours. Lock them up. Crump called me. I told him, I don't believe in drive-by activism. If we in it, we gonna be in it till we end and win. When I met Sabrina and Tracy, I told them that we'll be in it, not if we win it, but we gonna win.
Yeah.
We gonna win because we have no choice. Because we cannot allow a legal precedent to be established in this city that tells us it is legal for a man to kill us, tell any story he wants, and walks out with the murder weapon. Some people said to me in the media, let me get this straight. They said, Reverend, seem like a lot of people are angry. Are you afraid of violence? I said, no. I'm afraid of the violence you already had. Yeah. violence is killing Trayvon. Don't act like we are the ones violent. We didn't shoot nobody. We come for the shot, not the shooter. I want our people to understand that how you behave is going to be a reflection on this case. I don't care how angry we get, don't let them make you act in a way that they can say, see, that's what they were afraid of with Trayvon. We are going to act intelligent. We're going to act dignified. But we're going to be determined. We're angry, but we're not mad dogs. We too smart to fall for the okey-doke. We gonna win this on the merits of the case. Don't let them trick you. They ain't gonna send provocateurs in talking bad. They are working for the other side. The Trayvon side, we gonna win this. And we not giving them no way out. We brought a lot of people down when I called Michael Baisden and said we had to do this rally. I got in National Action Network and we mobilized. We have so many people tonight that came and called. Governor David Patterson of New York is here. Norman Seabrooks of New York is here. Civil rights activist, historian, and humorist Dick Gregory is here. Y'all know him as the judge. I know him as the freedom fighter. Judge Greg Mathis is here. The head president of the NAACP, Ben Jealous, is here. And when I look, my brother, my Ace Boon Coon, my jail buddy, my cellmate, the oldest child, Martin Luther King III is here. The family of Rosa Parks is here. I didn't come here by myself. Get ready, Florida. You thought it was hot. The heat just arrived. What you gathering, just what you've done on a grassroots level. We've seen today the governor put a new prosecutor in. We met with the Justice Department. The chief said he did a temporary leave. No, we want permanent justice. But though it is good what the governor did, though it is good the Justice Department down here, we don't want just good. We want to see Zimmerman in court with handcuffs behind his back, charged with the death of this young man, Trayvon Martin. Now let me say, before we hear from any dignitary, let me do this. I want y'all to follow security. Hold it, hold it, hold it. Y'all down here, y'all be quiet, because I'm getting ready to do something. I want us to hear from the parents.
Quiet.
Y'all down in the front. Y'all got to behave. This is our rally. Now, we want the parents to come forward. We're going to hear from the parents. Then I'm going to do something they didn't know we were going to do. This is going to be a long struggle. I want us to raise some money for the parents. I don't want them to have to worry about no expenses and no bills. I don't want nobody out here hustling in their name. This ain't about some
supporting our organizations. It's about supporting them. Then we going to hear from the dignitaries and others that have joined us tonight. So I want us to do it in that order. Hold it. We're going to hear from the parents first. Now, I want y'all to clear the stage because there's too much weight up here.
Great breaking news. Live team coverage. The rally for teenager Trayvon Martin in Sanford on FM 96.5 News Talk WDBO. WFTV, Channel 9 Eyewitness News, and WDBO.com. The Reverend Al Sharpton at Fort Mellon Park in Sanford.
I said clear the stage. Don't make me call you fat guys out. Get off the stage. I done lost weight. I can talk smack. Yes, sir. We want to respect this family. When I met Sabrina and Tracy and saw the dignity they had held themselves, I got a call 2 o'clock this morning from my sister that my mother had died. One mind said, don't come tonight. But another mind said that my mother would be ashamed of me if I didn't have the strength to stand up for this man and this woman and their son. My mother didn't raise me to duck a fight. She raised me to stand up and fight. On Tuesday, I got to go to Alabama with my brothers here, fathers here, and others to bury my mother. It'll be painful, but not as painful as it is for a man and a woman to bury their son. Sons supposed to bury their mothers. Mothers are not supposed to bear their sons. If they can bear the pain to stand up for us, then we can take the pain to stand up with them. They have woke America up, and they have shown something that this world needs to see. And that is that we love our children like everybody else loves their children. We may not have as much as others have, but we have each other, and we're not going to let nobody take our children from us. May we welcome to the platform, welcome to the microphone, the parents of Trayvon, those that have fought the fight. Let us hear from them and give them our love, the parents of Trayvon Martin, Tracy Martin. We're going to hear from the mother first. This woman has shown great strength, great pride. As the attorney told us, she shook New York yesterday. She shook the world. Do we love her? Are we going to be with her? No matter how long it takes, are we in it? If the cameras leave, are we in it? Yeah. Say Trayvon. 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 Give love, Sabrina. Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd. Proverbs, the third verse, the 55th and 6th chapter tells me, trust the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. I stand before you today not knowing how I'm walking right now, because my heart hurts for my son. Trayvon is my son. Trayvon is your son. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for all your support. It means a lot to me and my family. We really appreciate it. We want justice for Trayvon.
Yeah. Give a hand. Let us hear from his father, Tracy Martin. Give Tracy a huge hand.
Good evening, everybody. First of all, I'd just like to thank each and every one of you for coming out, supporting us. Without you all, we really have no support. You are our strength. You guys are what keep us going.
Yeah.
If Trayvon would have been alive, Trayvon would have been at this rally.
That's right.
Trayvon was a people's person.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve to die.
Yeah.
And I pledge I will not let my son die in vain.
Yeah. No. No.
I just like to thank every one of you all for just showing us the love, the support, signing the petitions, and making sure that George Zimmerman paid for what he did to your son.
I want us to get some money out. I want some of you business types, some of you preachers. Wait a minute. I've been raising money a long time. I want
just heard the parents for Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old who was shot to death last month in Sanford at a gated community. Tracy Martin, Sabrina Fulton say they want George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch commander, arrested. And we told you we had the breaking news last hour. We heard from Governor Scott, who has announced that Seminole County State Attorney Norm Wolfinger is stepping down from the investigation and has now been turned over to Angela Corey of the 4th Judicial Circuit, which is in Jacksonville. Traffic and weather are next on News Talk WDBO, WDBO News Time, 8:04.
Skies stay partly cloudy. We're still monitoring a large fire. Controlled burn in southern Volusia County may get some smoke issues across northern Seminole and southern Volusia later tonight. Temperatures falling into the low to mid-60s, a warm 86, only a 20% rain chance on Friday. From Severe Weather Center 9, I'm Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry.
WDBO weather radar shows no rain at the moment at 78 in Fern Park and 79 FM 96.5 News Talk WDBO. Central Florida's news, weather, and traffic station depend on it.
More news, more weather, more power. Central Florida's most important radio station is now on FM 96.5. News Talk WDBO.
Levin.
Hello, everybody. It is hour two. I'm Mark Levin. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. I want to make a brief comment on this killing of the teenager in Florida, which looks like a horrific tragedy. And my comment is, I don't have enough information about what went on here, and neither does anybody else. There's some audio out there from a 9/11 call. We hear things in the background. Several 9/11 calls, including from the this guy Zimmerman. And also from a lady in the neighborhood calling 911, talking to a dispatcher, while somebody's screaming. It could well be the teenage boy screaming. He's black, the dead boy, and the shooter is mixed. Look how I have to talk in this society. Mostly Hispanic. But in any event, A lot of charlatans going down there, a lot going on here. I think we ought to let the criminal justice system work its way. The federal government's already involved. I believe they're going to impanel a grand jury. There'll be more information. If there's a trial, then the trial process will work its will, but I'm not going to come on here and start barking about this. I don't know what the hell happened. I mean, I read the news accounts. I watch the news accounts like everybody else. Do you know there is 15, 16, 17,000 murders in this country every year? Something like that. I've always wondered why some get all this focused attention and the vast majority get so little. It's not the first time a Hispanic has killed a black, rightly or wrongly, and it won't be the last time. It's not the first time these other murders that a black person has killed a black person, or a black person's killed a white person, or a Hispanic person, or somebody from Asia, or a white person has killed a black person, or a Hispanic person, or somebody from Asia. I mean, I can go down the list, all the racial combinations you can think of. But this one's drawn a lot of attention. So let's see how the criminal justice process goes. Federal government's involved. I believe a federal grand jury is going to be impaneled. And let's see what happens. But I'm not going to ask people to guess. One thing I don't like, of course, is there's Sharpton on the scene. Well, is that going to bring truth to light? Is that going to help with this process? No. No. Yeah, that's problematic. But he ran down there today, maybe yesterday, and there he is. So I don't have any more information, and neither does anybody else. But as soon as we do, you'll be the first to know, well, the second or third. But you'll know. And I'm sure talk radio hosts want to make this a big subject. Good for them. A subject what? We don't know the facts. But we don't know enough about the facts. And I refuse to be pushed into issues by the media or activists, particularly when the country's going to hell and we need to stay focused. If it turns out that this was a crime based on race, we'll know about it. But why do I have to assume that right away? I don't have the facts. And neither do any of the people who are yapping about it. Do they? Unless they're eyewitnesses. Other than that, they don't know either. I am pleased to announce that our stream is back. Is that right, Mr. Producer? Our online stream is back. There was a system-wide breakdown. It's back. Would that include our apps, our enormously popular Mark Levin app? So, and by the way, that Mark Levin app really is enormously popular. So we have the app, the stream is back, all is well. Now the whole world can still hear me. As a matter of fact, Mr. Producer, when our stream was down, that meant all the people listening to us all over the world, maybe they couldn't hear us. Oh, no, they could go to other stations and hear the streaming. I'm sorry, that's true. So everybody come back now. Here we are. Now, when I was ending the first hour, unfortunately, there was a clip that I didn't get to finish. I have to finish it. It's Obama, again, with Pubic Radio International yesterday.